Okay, we're going to pick it up now with Chagiga, the Mishnah, 7 lines up from the top on Yud Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah begins by saying, "Hete nedarim porchim ba'avir ve'ein lehem alma sheyismoichu." So the idea to be matir neder is something that's literally it's like flying in the air. There's no support for them because it's not necessarily mentioned. We have hafara is mentioned in the Chumash, but you don't have hatara mentioned in the Chumash. So the question is, why not? So there's a beautiful Or HaChaim, HaKadosh, the beginning of Parshas Matos. It's always good to learn the Or HaChaim. So he explains. Right? Quotes our Gemara, Zelashom Heter Nidarim Parachim Ba'avir Adkan. Yesh Lehoyer, Lama Asa Hashem, Me Mitzvah Zu Seder Ze, Mashalo Asa Kain Bechol Hator. Why is there something unique about the Hataris Nidarim? Shekol Davadav, a cause of Yosher. Based upon, it's paraphrasing Kohelis Yudays, Vizo Parachas Ba'avir. But this is flying in the air. So it explains Or HaChaim like this. Achein Hatam, who the reason is, Ki Lo Ratz Hashem Shiye Kosuv. Hashem didn't want it written in the Torah that you could be matir neder or get out of your shavua. People aren't going to take it seriously with taking a neder. I'll just get out of it. Take a shavua. I'll just get out of it. So Hashem hid it and gave over this to the gedolim, to the chachamim, shehem yedu v'yavchinu chiluke amishpatim shebeheter. They would understand when it's applied. But it's a locked door in front of the Hamon Am, so that they wouldn't come to be more ahead for themselves. Continues the Mishnah. Hilcha Shabbos v'chagiga is me'ilos. So Hilcha Shabbos chagiga, where the korbanos we're talking about, the Masechta me'ilos. Harehem kehararim hatuluyim b'sayra. These are like mountains that are hung by a little hair. Right, and whenever you want to talk, and the Gemara wants to give like the smallest possible thing, recognize. We always use the mashal of a hair. Shehein mikra muat v'halachos merubos. There's only a few psukim, but there's a lot of halachos. Okay, hadinim, right? That's dinim mamonos. V'havoidos, right, working for vodin b'samigdash, v'taharos, right, in terms of purity, v'tumos, impurity, v'arayos, for relations. So yesh lahen alma sheyismoichu, v'hein hein gufei Torah. They have stuff that's based upon these, and these are gufei Torah, these are the main parts. So says the Gemara like this. Tanya, Rabbi Elezer, Oymir, yesh lahem alma sheyismoichu. Rabbi Elezer says that v'mata neder, there is support for them. Shneemar kiyafli, Kiyafli. So you have it written in Erechin by the end in Bechukosa, and you have it in where? By the Nazir. Shtei pamim, two times. Achas haflo le'isur, v'achas haflo le'heter. One time is when you're speaking out something to make it osir, and one time you're speaking out something to be matir it. So you give the chacham the reason why. So there's a remez here for to be matir neder in the Torah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua is another source perhaps. Yesh lehem amash yismoichu. You have a source you can rely that hang this on. Shenemar the pasuk asher nishbati viapi. Right, as we say the Tehillim, we say Friday night in Kabbalah Shabbos in the Tzadi Hey. I swore ba'api in my anger. So the Gemara, he says ba'api nishbati. Right, that was when I was angry. But the chazarti bi. But I was only because angry then. But I can be chozer. I can be chozer later on if I wanted to. Rashi says nishbati ba'api. B'tik amar ba'api mashma yochel ani lehishoyel olav. I could regret it. I said something in haste. Okay, continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Yesh Lehem Amash Yismoichu. I have another source for it. Shneemar Kol Nadiv Libo. Anybody who has a willing, a generous heart, he'll bring it, right? So the pasuk is implying that as long as you have that same desire to fulfill what you said, you continue. But if you regret it, you're no longer in that state of having a Nadivas Libo, so then you're done. You can get out of it. Chanani ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Yesh lehem mamash yismoichu, Shneemar, Nishbati, Vekayema, Lishmor, Mishpatei, Tzidkecho. Pasuk in Tehillim, I swore to fulfill this to keep your mitzvahs. So that would imply that you could take a shavuah in order to keep a mitzvah. The Ran brings that in the Dharam, on Zayin, on Ches, that you could take a shavuah, a neder, to keep a mitzvah. So now we have something interesting. This type of statement, I'm thinking of at least two places elsewhere in Shas where you have this example. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I have a hosom, if I would have been there. Now these were all tonight, but Shmuel was Namar said, if I would have been there, I would have said the following. So you have this in Megillah when he wants to bring a raya that how do you know that the Megillah is written with Ruach HaKodesh? I think you have in the end of Yuma also for different sources for how do you know Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. So Shmuel over there, he says, if I would have been there, I would have given the following answer. Didi Adifa Mi Didchu. And what I'm going to say is better than the rest of them. Shnei Amar, again, how do you know Lo Yachil Devoro? You shouldn't nullify, like make chulin your words. So that's the diak is who ain't a moichel. He himself can't do it. Avalachir moichel no, but others could be moichel. It could be matinetta for him. So Amar Rav lechulah islahu pircha. According to Rav, says all these you have a pircha. You have an attack on them. Levar mi de Shmuel, but on Shmuel there's no pircha. Delay slay pircha. There's no way to refute it. You can't slug up what Shmuel had said. So Rav explains, to Imid Rabbi Eliezer, if you would have taken that first drush of Eliezer, again, who that was Kiafli, right, the two times, Dilma Kid Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we have, like Rabbi Yehuda, who said a different pshat, Shomer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Detanya Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, La'olam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Shlo Nitna Nazirus, Ella Lahaflo. That, what's the case? You have people who are walking by, right? Rashi in the first wide line says, "In echad mehem nazir beiz shahayoyshvin." Two people are sitting. Uvo echad lifnehim. One guy is walking in front of them. Va'amr echad harini nazir shezeh habo etzleinu nazir hu. Right, I will be a nazir if this guy walking past us is a nazir. The chaveiro omer, his friend who's sitting there talking to him, harini nazir she einu nazir. I'll be a nazir if the guy isn't. So Mimon of Shach, one of them is going to become a nazir now because the guy either is or he isn't. Lubesof, and in the end, Nimsa ke echad mehen, comes out like one of them. Says Rashi, Ein echad mehen nazir. Neither one of them is. Lefishlo nitna naziros lehilos nazir betalia. Right? Uvesofik. You can't, maybe yes, maybe no. Eleba haflo, you have to speak it out clearly. Kedis mifreshes. Vadois mifreshes. You have to say it clearly that it is. So that's maybe the reason why you can't learn it out from there. Right? Okay, so let's go on. Ibn Rabbi Yoshua. If we're going to learn out from Yoshua, Dum Hochik Omer. Maybe this is pshat, what it means. When it says, Ba'api Nishpati. Right? I swore in my anger, Velo Hadart. Hadar Nabi, I'm not going to take it back, right? Meaning, despite the fact that I was saying, not you want to say, oh, if you're angry, but now I'm not going to take it back. No, I was angry, and I'm not going to take it back. E mid Rabbi Yitzchak, duma lafuk mid Shmoyam. And maybe if you can learn out from Yitzchak, this Nadivas Libo, right? Maybe like Shmuel, Omer Shmuel, Gomer Belibo, if you decided in your heart to do something, but you didn't necessarily speak it out, that's insufficient. Tzarek Shiotze Bisvasov, you have to actually speak out. But the post is coming to tell us that even though you didn't actually speak it out, you're still going to be obligated to keep it, right? Fine, that's the run over the rings in Darn on Daf Zion like this. Okay. I mide Chananya ben Achai Rebbe Yoshua Dilma Kirav Gidol Amarav. What would that be? When you take the Shavuot, the Omer Rav Gidol Amarav, Minayin Shenishbo'in L'kayim Es HaMitzvah. How do I know that you can take a Shavuot to do a mitzvah, even though what you've already, you're obligated, like Mushmav Omer Har Sinai, Shenemar, Nishbati V'kayema, Lishmor Mishpatei Tzidkecho. I swore to fulfill it, to keep your righteous mitzvahs. It's the Rambam in Shavuos, says as follows, Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Umut l'adam l'shveya al ha-mitzvah, l'asoso, k'di l'zariz es atzmo, in order to be mizariz yourself to, how would you translate it, to encourage yourself to do it. Va'afal pi shehu mushpa aleh mehar Sinai, even though you've already previously have a previous commitment, you have to do it. But Shavuos help. It's a good chizik to strengthen yourself in your commitment. So then Rav concludes back in the Gemara. Ella Dishmuel leisli pircha, but on Shmuel we had no pircha. Again, we just went through all these tanoim, and now we said there's the kasha you could ask. It's not muchrach. So Amar Rava v'itim Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ha'inid Amar Inshe. This is what the popular saying people say: Tov v'chada pilpalte mecharifta. It's better one little small spicy pepper mimulei tzana dekari than one a basket full of a big of squash. Right, the sing pepper, that single little pepper. I guess Shmuel was little because he came later in time. I guess not because of Shmuel Hakatan, but Shmuel was the small sharp one than all the others. Okay, then the Mishnah said about Hilchas Shabbos, right? So Hilchas Shabbos, Michtav Ksivin, they're written in there, right? You know, I was looking earlier, I think, I couldn't find it, but I think it's the Or HaChaim in Reish Mem Beis, where he writes that the Malacha, the prohibition of doing Malacha on Shabbos is written seven different times, seven different places, like once for each day of the week. But you have Isser, the Malacha, you've written many times, seven times in the Chumash, right? So as the Gemara says, Michtav Ksivan, Lo Tzrich L'chid Rebbe Abba. No, you need it for, like Rebbe Abba. What does it say? Come Rebbe Abba, HaChoyfer Guma, if you dig a hole, the Shabbos, the Ein Tzorach El Ofroch, but you really didn't need the hole, you wanted the dirt, not for the hole, Potra Leh, your Potra, because that's not really the Din De'oraisa. Choyfer Guma, Rashi says, Bone, you're building it, must be indoors. Binyinhu. V'im ein tzorech lo el lito es ha'ofer, af al pi shehabinyin bonoi, ein echaya mishum boine. Right? You didn't need it. Kiman, says the Gemara, who's this going like? This teaching from Abba? Kirub Shimon, it's going like Kirub Shimon, the Amr, Malacha, She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, Potrale. If you don't need it, so this is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly is the definition of a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa? Rashi says, you know, four lines from the bottom, Kigoin Zeh, in this case, She'ena Tzorech Labinyan Zeh, Rib Shimon Oimim Milsagabe, Moitzi Es Hameis, Bemita, Lekoivro. That you're taking the it out. You know, you're doing because you prevent something, right? Like if you're killing a snake just because you want to prevent it from biting you, or you're taking out the body to prevent the snail. So that's like the Rashi's definition of a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. Tosfos learns, no, it's done for a different purpose. It might be the same action, but it's done for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. That's how Tosfos learns the definition. It's over there in, I think, Tzadi Gimel in Masecha Shabbos. Okay, continues the Gemara. I feel the tema of Rabbi Yehuda. I could even tell you that this Maimon of Rabbi Yehuda is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Hosam Masakin, Hocha Mekalkehu. Now over there, in other cases, you're chai because you're being Masakin, you're fixing it. But here, when you're digging the hole for the dirt, it's Mekal, it's a kilkel, it's destructive, right? You're damaging the ground. So therefore, in this case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you would be Potter. Okay, going back to the Mishnah. So, my kiharon hatuluyin b'saira. What does this mean when it says like there are mountains that are being hung by a thing? So it says now in Amid Beis, Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah, Melechus Machsheves Lo Ksiva. Because it's only Melechus Machsheves that's written in the Torah. So, where's this? Ta-da-da, Parshas Vayakil. Lamed Hey. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Uvacharoishes Evan Lemalos Uvacharoishes 8 Lasos Becho Maleches Machshavas. That's the pasuk. So unklus over here, the last two words says Avidas Umanyvan. That's the unklus, that it has to be purposeful, creative work. So here you see that there are many things that if they're not done the way you want them to happen, that's not an Isser D'oraisa. It's pot level also, but it's not the D'oraisa of Maleches Machshavas. There's a Rambam, Rambam Hilchas Shabbos. Oh, okay. Perek Aleph, very beginning test. Says the Rambam, Nischaving Lilkot Te'enim Shchoros. You wanted to pick Te'enim that were black, Lilkot Levenos. So you took white ones by accident. Oksh Nischaving Lilkot Te'enim, Acherkach anavim v'nehavach, right, hadavar, right, that you took the, in the wrong order. First you took the te'enim and then the grapes. But of liket ha'anavim t'chila, right, first you took the grapes, v'achakach te'enim potter. Av b'shliket kol ma shechoshev, even though you took what you were thinking about doing, hoya v'lo lika keseder shechoshev potter, shebelo kavona osa shlo osur Torah ela maleches machsheves. The Torah only on a deraisa level, you didn't do what you had planned to do. So this kenz is misasek, and it's davshim schavein. Lots of concepts come up in this idea about maleches machsheves. Okay, now picking up now chagigo, second line from the top. Michtav ksivan. What do you mean? Chagiga, we learn in the whole masach the chagiga. It's written in the Torah. Lo tzricha lichida amar le rav papa le baye. Right, you need it for the following case. Mimai dahai v'chagosim oso chag laHashem. You should celebrate it v'chagosim like a yom tov for Hashem. Zvicha, is that talking about being zvicha is always shechting an animal? Dilma chogu chaga ka'omer rachmana. Right, what does that mean? Rashi, second thin line, v'harbois simcha. Have a party. That maybe that's what it means. Celebrate. Say el meyat, if that's what it means. Dichsiv, it says in Pasuk, v'yachoygu li b'midbar, right? In the Parsha Shmos. Come, they're going to bring a feast for me in the midbar. So hachinam v'yachoygu chagahu, it means like a, just have a party, you're not going to bring any korbanos. Yeah, if you say taka, that is what it means. How could that be? Because it says, "V'yomer Moshe gam ata titen biyadenu zvachim v'olos." You Paro, you're not a big shot. You're also going to bring us, give us korbanos to bring on your behalf. So you see clearly that what Moshe is telling Paro is going to happen is they're going to bring korbanos. So it must be zvicha, must be actually being korban, not just having a party, food and drink. Dumahachik amal rachmana. One second, maybe this is pshawar means ichlu v'ushasu. Maybe you should eat and drink and celebrate, but you don't have to bring korbanos. No, lo saka daitach, don't think that. Don't leave over the chelev, the fats of my chagi, my korban, chagiga, all night. It's a party. There's no korbanos, right? How can you have a party? Leftover fats. The fats are from the korban, right? But dumahachi kamar rachman. No, Gemara says maybe this is pshat. What the Gemara is saying, Torah says, chelev haba bizman chag. Maybe it's just the fats, the things that are brought during them. And that's what can't be left over. It's not as like talking to a korban. It's just a particular time, the time of that. So el meyata, if that's true, that's what pshat in the pasuk is, haba bizman chag hu de lo yolin. I mean, the chorus will say, no, anything you brought during yantiv, those are the ones you can't have, you leave over. Ha, the chol hashana kula yolin, but any other time out of the year, right, in the middle of the summertime, there's no yantiv, you could do it then. Kol halayla boki ksiv. No, it says that, you know, it has to be put on all night long. You have to bring them all night, so therefore that can't be pshat in the pasuk. Dilma, I mehahu havamina. If the halacha was learned from there, I'd have the following havamina hahu laase. That's just to give me a positive mitzvah. So kosav rachmana hai lilav, and therefore the Torah writes this: you can't leave it over all night. Right? Kol halayla habokir to tell me there's a lav. The lav kosav kra achrina. For the lav, that's a different pasuk. Where's that pasuk? In a devarim, v'lo yolin min habaser asher tizbach be'erev be'yom harishon laboker. You shouldn't leave over any of the baser as a korban at night. You shouldn't bring it over until the morning time. So Mora says v'dilma la'avor alav b'shnei lavin v'asei. Maybe to tell me if you did this that you get two lavin and an asei. Right, and that's pshat. So ela asya midbar. No, really, it's going to come from a gezeira shava. What is it? So kosev hocha. It says here, right, by Shmos, v'yachogu li b'midbar. They're going to have a chag, which is a korban. They're going to bring from that in the midbar. Right, you can't bring Korbanos in Mitzrayim, they have to go out to the Midbar. That's what Moshe is requesting. Kesiv Hosn, it says over there, Pachsik in Amos, Hazvachim Umincha Higashtim Li Bamidbar. You're going, it's like a rhetorical thing. Did you bring me Korbanos in the 40 years in the Midbar? You didn't. But Malahal and Zvachim, but over there what's being referred to is Korbanos, Afkan Zvachim. So too here, that's like the Gzeir Shava, Midbar, from Shmos to Amos. Umay Kehar and Taluyin Besiris. Then now you have this Gzeir Shava, so it's everything fits in nicely. So what does it mean, this Halacha, Chagiga, is like something that's it's like a mountain that's being held up by a small hair? So no, it's really not such a strong Gzeir Shava. Because Divri Torah and Divri Kabbalah, lo yafinan. We don't really learn from Chumash to from Navi. So the Navi can't give us new halachas, really only in the Torah. The Chumash gives us halachas. Therefore, it's not really so strong. That's what it means, that it's like a mountain that's being held by a hair. Why is the Navi called Divri Kabbalah? Right, we think Kabbalah is mysticism, but Kabbalah, Rashi says it's lush, and the Nevi'im are called Kabbalah because they were kovel. They were complaining. You look in Yirmiyahu, and he's talking about all the things that they didn't do right. They're giving them Musar. So that's why the Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is not on the same level. It's better than a Derabbanan, but it's not a Chumash. It's not a Pasuk. Okay, Vaitim. Me'ilos. And when you misuse property that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, so one second, same pattern over here. Michta Ksivan, they're written in the Chumash. So Amar Rami Bar Chama Lo Nitzuche El Lichtnan. We only need it for the following: Hashliach She'osa Shlichuso. If you have a Shliach who did what you told him to do, so Bal Habayis Mo, the homeowner, the boss, whatever it is, sends this guy to go buy an object with him. Right, and he's used the money that really belonged to the korban. So lo also shlichus. So if the guy did not do his shlichus correctly, then the shlich is the one who's mal. He's the one who gets punished. This is Rambam in Me'ila Zayin Aleph. Misha shogeg v'lokach hekdesh. You accidentally took property that belonged to the hekdesh. You didn't know this money was not the chulun; it was hekdesh money. Oh, mo'os hekdesh, right? The money that belonged to v'nosner l'shliach, and you gave them to somebody to act on your behalf. Lo'tziyeh b'toras chulun, right? Se'im osa hashliach shlichu. So if the guy does what you told him to do, hamishaleach hu shemal. Then the one who sent him is the one who gets the. But if he doesn't do that, el also hashliach midas atzmo, he did something on his own accord, not what the mishalech told him to do. Then it's the hashliach who shemal. He's the one who gets punished. So the Gemara asks, well, speaks out like this. Back inside, v'chi also shlichuso amai mal. If the guy did what you told him to, so why is the owner supposed to do it? What? One guy does the aver and the other gets chayev? It's counterintuitive, right? It's not what you would think. That's what it means. That's what the Mishnah meant when it said that they're the mountain hanging by a hair. So Omarava, my kushya. One second. What's so schwer? What's difficult? What's the logical problem that you have with this halacha? Dilma shiny meila. Maybe meila has a different different category, different set of rules. We'll say why the yalfa chait mitruma, because we learned it out from gezeirah shava by truma. Mahasam shlucha shel adam kamoso, just like over there by the truma that a person is considered to be an extension. What does that mean? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you could appoint a shliach to be mafresh your truma and meiser for you, and that works. That's in your idea in Shin Lamed Aleph that you could set up a shliach. So since it works over there by truma, afkan shlucha shel adam kamoso. So I would have thought over here by meila, right? That it's like me. Right, and therefore, if he does it, it's like I'm the one who get the punishment, right? We need it for the following case: nizkar bal habayis v'lo nizkar shliach. In case where the guy who sent him, the homeowner, the bal habayis, the one who remembered that it was really me'ila, and the shliach didn't. So in that case, right, even though he's just doing what he was told to do, shliach ma'al. So it says, Shliach Anya, my Kovid. What did this poor guy do? What did he do? So that's what it means. Even though he didn't know he was doing something wrong, he's going to get the punishment. That's Pshat in the Mishnah, the mountains that are being hung by a hair. So Amar Vashi, my kushya. What's wrong with that? Why is that a hard problem, to understand? Dilma midi dehava amoytzi mos hekdesh lechulin. Maybe it's the same thing when you have money that was hekdesh money, you used it for chulin. You didn't know that the money was hekdesh, but you know, nevertheless, you still have to bring a korban. So over here also, even though the balabai is the one who he canceled his shlichus once he realized that the money was not chulin, it was hektish money, right? So then the shliach is like, it's like shogig, he's using it, right? So therefore he's chayiv. Se'ela Omer Vashi, rather, this is pshat, says Vashi, l'nitzvecha el lichidetanan, not el evin akorah shel hektish. So you took a stone or a beam shel hektish, hareze lo mo'o. That's not considered to do me'ila, just by the action. Nosno lechaveiro, but if you gave the stone or the beam to somebody else, humal, then the other person gets it. Vechaveiro, humal, I read the wrong. Humal, vechaveiro, lo mal. Right, that's what it means. You get me'ila, but your friend didn't. Right? Michti, mishkal, shaklo, mali hu, mali chaveiro. One second, if it's just picking it up. So what difference is me? What difference does it make? It's my chaver, right? Why are you making a chilik between these two cases? So in that case, that's what doesn't make a logical reason to distinguish between the guy or his friend. So hainu harim keharim tulim b'saira, right? One second, maybe that's not so simple. Umay kushya, right? Maybe that's not it. Dilma kidishmul. Maybe it's like Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel, right? Hacha, now go on the top of Yud Aleph. We'll try to get up to the two dots. Hoch, what are we talking about? Begizbar hamisoros lo avne binyan askinan. We're talking about the gizbar. The gizbar is like the treasury. He's like the gabbai, the one who's in charge of taking care of things, the monetary things. So these stones were given over to him. The chol heche de mancho, any place where it's mancha is like resting. Bereshusa didei mancha. It's in his own reshus, his own possessions, right? So he's not going to be chayav for picking up the stone because he's allowed to, but he didn't have permission to give it to someone else. So therefore, that's why when he gives it over to somebody else, that's the meila, right? So this halacha is very logical, right? So it's not it doesn't fall into our category. We haven't found this case yet of kehar and hatulim basaira, because if you're allowed to use it, that's fine. But now once you give it to somebody else, that's the meila. So Elam is Seifa. Rather, we're going to learn it out from the Seifa. Bana abesoch beso. He used it to build it as part of his bay, as part of his house. Sahare zelomal. So then, that guy doesn't get mal. Ad sheyoder tachteha b'shava pruta. Until he sits underneath it and gets like a benefit from that worth a shava pruta. A small amount. It would be like this. Like you have a beam holding up your ceiling, your dining room, or something like that. So kol zman, you didn't yet sit underneath the beam, you didn't get hanof from it. But now that you come and you sat underneath that me'ila beam in the roof, well, now you got that's a benefit. It didn't collapse on you. That's definitely worth a shalom pruta. So that's where he's going. Michti shenuye shani, right? You did a shinui with it, right? You took a beam and now it's part of the roof. So mali dar, mali lo dar. So what difference does it make if you're living there, if you're not? That's now why I need Heineke Harma Teluyim Besara. That's what it means that the this very difficult halacha that's saying there. So one second, my kushya dilma uchid rav. Maybe it's like rav damar rav kigon shehinicha al pi aruba. You put it over the stone. You put it over a window. So you didn't. In other words, what's the pshat? Now we're saying that he didn't make a shinui to it. If you take a beam and you like turn it into a roof or something, okay, you change it up. But here you just took this thing and you covered up the window with that. So that's on either it kept the cold air out or it blocked the sun from you. Somehow by having that beam or that rock, that whatever it is, that me'ila item in the aruba in the window, that helped you. The idarbe in vi lo darbe lo. So now that's a good chilek. If you're in the house, that's me'ila because you get benefit from it. But if you didn't do it, you didn't dwell in the house, you didn't live in the house, you didn't go underneath it, that's no problem. So ella, finally, here we go. We're going to go back to the back. La olam kidarava. We're going to go back to the din of Rava, and again, Rava was the one who said the pshat where the Baal HaBayis remembered that it was Me'ila, canceled the guy's shlichus midway, but the Nebuch, the shlich, didn't know about that. The Kakashulach, we had a problem. It's just like, you're spending money, hektish money on chulin. Hasa meida yada the ikazuze de hektish. Now over there, it's not really same, identical, because the person knew that there was money, there was hektish money, and there was chulin money. So ibayle lauye, he should have looked into it. He should have been ma'ayin to see what money is this. For hocha miyada, but over here, did he have any idea? He had no idea. Nevertheless, he wouldn't think to look, to ask, to inquire, to find out about that. But he did something wrong. So then that's the problem. I knew that's it. Now we found our case. Kaharan hataluyim besara. That's the case of the halacha that's like a mountain which is being held up by a hair. Okay, we got to the two dots.